This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, back for another edition of the coordination, if you will, maybe the cooperation, at least that would be desired, between families, farms, food, the locavores. We started doing this program 4.5 years ago, maybe 5 years ago, with an aim to help family farmers that are having a really hard time making it. That still certainly is the case with Big Ag getting bigger and bigger and getting more government help and the smaller farmer sort of taking it in the chops. I'm here to support us small farmers with ideas from people who have successful farm organizations to give you ideas of what you may be able to do on your farm. So to that end, in a few minutes, we're going to meet Lacey and Paul Cannon, who have what they call the Indigenous Regeneration Farm. It's a very interesting place in the San Diego area, I believe that's where they are. It's a reservation. These are Native Americans, and so they got a pretty good farm story to tell us all. Meanwhile, in the news department, farmers and distillers have announced a team-up. This is a great project. Listen up. If you are a corn grower, and this, I actually first saw this and I thought, well, maybe I should, because I can't grow hemp in Massachusetts, maybe I should go back to growing corn. I don't need it for my cows, but it certainly would be interesting if I could find a distillery, so I'll tell you the story. The farmers in certain parts of the country, and the story I saw was about a Rochester, New York distillery named Black Button. Some of you in New York State may be familiar with them. They're supplying corn to be fermented for hand sanitizer that's being developed at these distilleries. The distilleries are making the sanitizer, supplying municipalities and first responders and organizations, healthcare providers with stuff. So if you're a farmer and you're trying to figure out, my question or my concern is whether if we grow the corn, we have it for the distilleries, and then this thing goes away and we don't really need it anymore, what are we going to do with the corn? And the reason I ask that is in better, smarter times, growing that corn would be used for ethanol. But that's a fool's errand at the moment because the administration is curbing the, not the availability, but curbing the mandate to put 10% ethanol into our gasoline, which has been something that's been used to help clean up the air. It makes the cars run better. Frankly, the car manufacturers like it because they don't have to work so hard on air quality standards that are mandated by the government because the ethanol burns much cleaner than the fossil fuels do. But this is something, and I guess I'm wondering, to give Trump the benefit of the doubt here, I'm thinking he doesn't maybe even know or pay attention to what goes on in this circle. I may be wrong, but I know I'm right about one thing, that the amount of corn being grown is diminishing because the farmers don't have a market to use it in ethanol because the government is relaxing the ethanol standards, which the oil companies love, and they are doing it because they want to help the oil companies because we all know what's going on with their business thanks to the coronavirus. The business of barrel of oil is about $20 a barrel now. A year ago at this time it was 60-some-odd bucks. Price at the pump still hasn't gone down as much as it should be. With what they're paying for a barrel of oil, we should be paying about $1 for diesel fuel and home heating oil and jet fuel. It's all the same thing. And maybe $1.10 or $1.20 for gasoline. That's what we should be paying at the moment. Are we? Not in many places I've seen. And that's all part of the big oil companies gouging because they are losing profits and their stocks are going down like a rock. So use more. If we help the oil companies by requiring them or allowing them to use more of their own product and less of what the farmer's growing, then it's good for the oil companies. Well, it's not good for the farmers. And so if you're growing corn and you can find a distillery in your neck of the woods, even a small distiller, I've seen things that some of the small distilleries are able to send out more than 600 gallons of hand sanitizer a week, supplying 600-700 gallons every week going forward. Distilleries have been charging for the sanitizer. Many are donating their profits to some of the local food banks. For example, in Chicago, Koval Distillery set up a GoFundMe page to ensure that it can supply hand sanitizer to the community without charge. $60,000 goal covers the cost of producing it, the labor, utilities to keep the building running, that sort of thing. Their goal is to produce 2,200 gallons a day in order to supply healthcare workers in Chicago, Chicago PD, Chicago Fire Department. It sounds like a Dick Wolf production here. Chicago Med, all of those people need this cleanser. Black Button Distillery in Rochester has been trying to keep up with the demand for sanitizer there. The owner is also a farmer, makes a point of using products from local farms in his blend. Local farmers are the lifeblood day in and day out, as says this fellow. These guys are the ones that take care of all of us, and so the fact that we get to work with them, even if it's just a bit, it's still a huge thing. And it is. I wish other people, well, because he's a farmer, maybe I have the same slant because I'm a farmer. In addition to being a broadcaster, I see all of this stuff, and I want to call it to your attention because it's important that we know what the government is doing or isn't doing to our future. And in this circumstance with the ethanol, they're not doing a damn thing for our future. They're helping the oil companies out, but they're not helping out farmers. Who would you rather? Who's more important in the scheme of things? The oil companies? Well, we got to have the oil to keep the tractors running. I guess that's true. But the other side of the coin is, what about the farmers and the food that's being produced or that we need to have produced? That's a whole another kettle of fish. Something certainly to be thinking about. 13 past the hour on the American Family Farmer. We will meet the aforementioned Cannons in a matter of moments. First, I want to remind you, you may have seen Mike Lindell with the president this week. His MyPillow factory has changed their production. He's doing what we were just talking about with other areas. He's providing masks for hospitals all over his native Minnesota, pretty much all over the Midwest, producing as much as he can with all of his shifts, shift workers 7 days a week they're on. And so the president wanted to tell that story along with some other corporate folks who are helping the effort. So it brings me around to thinking about what they also are doing at MyPillow for you. You'll recall last month at this time we were doing the BOGO sale, talking about buy one, get one free. That was supposed to go to the middle of April. Well, the folks at MyPillow have changed all that, and they've made the discounts 66% on all the MyPillow products. Use the promo code DJV and get platinum premium bed pillows. They're all wash and dry, as you know. The standard queen pillows. As a matter of fact, pretty much everything in the catalog is available by visiting MyPillow.com. Get the standard queen for $24.99. That's what 66% off of the $69 it normally costs. That's what it brings it down to. Again, use the promo code DJV. Remember, you can wash and dry the pillows, wash and dry those sheets you get from them, everything. Wash them and dry them. They won't wear down. There's a 10-year warranty on everything and a 60-day money-back guarantee. No other outfit doing this sort of thing that's offering that kind of a guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the DJV code. Save up to 66% on all the products there.
I am doing it all. The water, the fiber, the exercise. But I still have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keep coming back. My doctor said that I may have a chronic medical condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C.
Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats adults with IBS with constipation. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's L-I-N-Z-E-S-S.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
sponsored by Allergan Pharmaceuticals and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
He learned to pitch in your backyard. Now his team's coming over to celebrate their high school championship. So you need to patch those bare spots fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington's been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, and we're going to, in our conversation, the conversation department today, have a listen to a very fascinating, I think, I never know what I'm going to get into until I actually get into it. There's never any, this is all spontaneous conversation, just like you have with anybody. There's no rehearsal here. Our guests include Lacey and Paul Cannon, who are with Indigenous Regeneration.org, right? Did I say that right, Lacey? Indigenous Regeneration. Yes?
Yes. Yes, you did.
So you're the founder of this. You're the executive director. What goes on at the Indigenous Regeneration facility, or shall I call it a farm? It's on a reservation. I know that much.
Yes, yes. Well, Paul and I live here on the reservation, and we have 17 acres of projects, but our main project is a six-acre educational farm that we manage and teach out of every day.
All right, and what happens when you say you're educating? Who are the people that are learning? Who are your students, your pupils?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're in partnership with the San Pascual Environmental Department and Education Department on our tribe here in San Diego. And we are also in partnership with a local all-tribe charter school. And so we provide education to youth and also community members through community events. So usually we have weekly classes at the farm. We focus on teaching about regenerative agriculture through food, medicine, and then also eco-building as a component of what we teach as well.
Natives were the first real farmers in America, correct?
We believe so, yes.
Yeah, I believe so, too. I think that's a pretty deliberative, when you look around at what was going on, especially if you believe some of the corny stories that happened around the so-called founding of America, when the indigenous population that they encountered, the first settlers, helped them through the first winters and with food, the first Thanksgiving and all that sort of thing. I think the people who came here learned a lot about food that they'd never seen. Had they ever seen the original settlers ever seen? They called it maize then. It's called corn now. I don't think anybody had ever seen it, guys. I think that's something that's sort of an original American product, isn't it?
Yeah, it seems like it's such a misconception that all of these amazing foods came from Europe, which we know there are wonderful foods that comes from Europe, but really a lot of what we even consider European foods or Irish foods actually came from the Americas and South America.
Yeah, isn't it funny? Isn't it funny how time slips away and the facts slip away as well? All right, so I want to find out what goes on. We'll meet and talk to Paul in just a moment, find out what his activity is there. And then I want to talk about food sovereignty with you and security and how that all plays into what the realities are today in our country and kind of why you have to teach. If you're the original growers, why do you have to have formal teaching? I would have thought families would be handing some of this down. So you can help explain that as we move along. Lacey and Paul Cannon here from IndigenousRegeneration.org on the American Family Farmer Show.
Call complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my
perhaps these folks represent the really the reason the American family farmer was first who these people represent. The folks, the Cannons here from Indigenous Regeneration. So I got Lacey's picture here, Paul. I'm not sure yet what you do, so you can explain, help us understand what your part is in all of this.
My name is Paul Cannon. I'm from the Native community, the tribal community that we serve at the moment.
What tribe is that, by the way? What tribe are we talking about?
We're talking about the Kumeyaay tribe, and we are here in San Diego, California.
And, San Diego County, you're outside, are you west of the city proper itself in the suburbs? Is that where you are?
We are northeastern.
I mean west, I mean east, yeah, right.
Northeast of the San Diego proper.
Mm-hmm.
And I come from the Wapuk clan, the Mountain King Snake clan, and then the reservation that we are on right now is the Sampa Squaw Reservation.
We hear a lot of stories about life on the reservation. Let's be frank. Over the years, it hasn't been great. Is it changing dramatically? Is it whatever normal life there is there? Help people understand who don't know what goes on an official government reservation. What is life like?
Well, you know, I guess it depends if you're federally recognized. If you're a gaming tribe, or the size of your tribe. Not all reservations are the same. I would say the gaming tribes, they've provided more security for their tribe, but they've also, it's become more unstable with the amounts of money that some are receiving per capita.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that...
That's a nice way of putting it. That's a very nice way of putting it. What's happening is that most of the average folks that belong to these tribes are getting screwed by the elders who are keeping most of the money. I mean, that's the fact. You want to put a nice face on it, that's fine.
There's a lot of corruption. And,
yes.
You know, as Americans, we also don't want to be generalized. So as Native Americans, we try not to generalize either, I think.
Yep.
There may be some that keep a little more than they should or do a couple things that they shouldn't.
Yeah, that's a nice way
But that, that's all the way around the table in every culture and everywhere you look. So
that's true.
I would
yes.
say that it has brought in a lot of opportunity. On our reservation, we have education departments. There's funding for and support for organizations like us. There's with that gaming funding, they're able to purchase back land. Now, is all the tribe benefiting from this? No. Is there a lot of bridges to make to expand the opportunity for the whole tribal community? There's a lot of bridges that need to be made, and that's what we're doing, because as some may know and some don't know, the highest statistics for addiction, suicide, alcoholism are on Indian reservations in the United States.
Right. And so this is, it looks like a fabulous opportunity to train people to come along and have a skill or have many skills. You can learn lots of things on the farm, that's for sure. And so in terms of you, did you grow up in a farming background? Do you both have, you and Lacey have farming backgrounds?
I would say Lacey has more experience on a farm, and I have a lot of experience being on the reservation and learning the culture and the traditions in this specific region.
So this is a blend. This sounds, that's what makes this fascinating. Sounds like this is a blend of the realities that you live with, which is something, again, very worthwhile in figuring out. So we continue our focus, and we get to the farming aspects of this with Lacey and Paul Cannon from indigenousgeneration.org as we continue in the next half hour on this week's American Family Farmer.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants, as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and wheat thin grass. But Scout's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scott's.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scout's Triple Action today.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The White House said security has been stepped up for Dr. Anthony Fauci. There are growing threats to his personal safety, as some choose to believe he's facilitating a hoax. On CBS, he was asked if the number of deaths estimated at 200,000 was a rough number. He said, if we all believe it is true and follow the guidelines, we can lower those numbers.
The more we push to really very, very strictly adhere to the guidelines of physical separation, I believe we can modify that. We can't just throw our hands up and say, that's inevitably going to happen.
The White House is also discussing recommendations that Americans wear face masks. They said, yes, but first priority above all was medical professionals that are on the front lines.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring. The turn from green to bad
Continuing on now with our American Family Farmer, this is an unusual focus and a good one, worthwhile for us to get from the original farmers in America, or at least relatives of the original farmers, the story of what's going on their reservation. Lacey Cannon and her husband Paul Cannon, or I'm saying husband, I don't know, you may be brother and sister. I didn't ask you that. You, brother.
Could we be. Might fight like brothers and sisters on the farm, but we've been married for 16 years.
Okay, good. All right, that's great. Paul and Lacey are the co-founders of Indigenous Regeneration, the real farming that goes on here. Lacey, your husband gives you the kudos. You know more about farming than he does. So what was the circumstance? What did you grow up around? And what have you learned that you're passing on? And why is it that everybody who grows up in that circumstance doesn't have the knowledge that you do?
So I thank Paul for that. You know, he's very knowledgeable as well. But I grew up on a small island in Washington State, a farming island. And I grew up in the potato fields with my mom. And all of my first jobs were in farming kind of growing up. And I took an internship in organic farming when I was 18 as well up on Woodby Island. And so I kind of come from that background, and then also with my dad, who was a lover of primitive survival skills. And so kind of with the combination of those things in my back pocket, you know, when we chose to move back to the reservation about 5 years ago and raise our boys here, we had decided, you know, how could we make our community a better place? And I really just wanted to be outside with my hands in the dirt and really felt a calling towards more sustainability, with kind of always thinking about the world and where we're at with the working systems and not having a lot of trust in that. Really wanting to have my own sovereignty as well and control over food systems. And so it kind of revived my past passions and skill sets, and in conjunction with Paul's, which had been this beautiful story of philanthropy with his musical gifts for years that we had been doing together in San Diego. We kind of brought together all of our worlds of, you know, the connections that we had made through his music, and then the connections with his tribe and our skill sets, and just kind of combined all of them and all of our resources to be able to bring opportunity for more food security for our community here on the reservation.
So Paul has a different, he's like me, we got two gigs, maybe a bunch of gigs going on here. You're a singer, you were on the American Idol list, you made it into the final list in one of the seasons. You've also played music for the Padres, as I understand, and for the Fox Sports Network. Could we get a little music? I just kind of want to hear what you sound like. What your songs all right. are all about. What are your songs all about? What do you write about?
What I see, what we can do to bring people together. So we like to have a good time and have a lot of guests, mostly acoustic, and we work really closely with Taylor Guitars here in San Diego. And
we've got some of your recordings. Matter of fact, this is called Homegrown.
Here's when I leave, I can't Paul breathe. Cannon. All I see is what I need in my own hometown, in my own hometown, where children grow to get old slow. All the folks that we know in our own hometown, in our own hometown, hey. Oh, they want something, something they can feel, yeah, yeah. Oh, they need something, something that is real.
Go out on a limb here and suggest that maybe you should be spending a lot of time doing this as well, because you're good. And this is that wasn't recorded in your basement. Where'd you record that?
I recorded that with at Big Fish Studios here in San Diego with Katy Perry's producer.
Yep,
it was highly produced.
That's a real professional work of art there. There's another song that I have called All One. I want to hear a little of that too now. Again, this is Paul Cannon. Weekday called the DJV Show, and we focus every hour. We spend 4 or 5 minutes focusing on music news. I'm going to feature these two songs in a segment of
great.
My regular show, because I think they're that good, and somebody needs to be telling more of your story, and not only the story of you, and but you and your wife and what you're doing. And so this brings people around to really understanding what talent is about. We all have different talents. Sometimes we don't allow ourselves to rise to extol the value and virtue of those talents. So you have done that, and it's cool. So anyway, but I still haven't gotten to your food growing and the whole message here about teaching youngsters, so I want to get to that in a moment. We'll pause for a few words, including a word from the folks at Calitrin. Calitrin has the most successful weight loss formula that doesn't rely on any crazy stimulants, artificial stimulants, no drugs, none of that stuff, no caffeine. It's all natural, developed by a group of nurses about 24, 25 years ago. So let's consider this. I tell you about a way to lose weight. You want to do a little research, so you go to toploss.com and you look up Calitrin and see what its ingredients are, how it works, et cetera, et cetera. I can give you a little of that information, but mostly you have to have the desire to want to lose the weight and keep it off. And you also have to have the ability to recognize that if a company's been around, a product's been around for 24 years, obviously, there's something to it, or they wouldn't have survived, because there are lots of weight loss scams and programs. They come and they go. This company has been there. They will continue to provide America with the best choice for healthy weight loss. So my suggestion is you go to toploss.com, use the code DJV. You'll be able to buy three or more of the, it's a 1 month supply in each bottle. So buy three. I suggest 6 months. That gets your system not only losing the weight, but keeping it off, gets it sort of clicked in, if you will. So buy three, get three free, four free, whatever. It's a fabulous order offer right now because of the times. They're trying to help you out. Go to toploss.com, get on the program, lose the weight, get the best bargain, including free shipping, by using the code DJV.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Creeble.
Magnet schools serve many Connecticut communities with primarily black and Hispanic students. So to ensure racial integration, rules were adopted requiring at least 25% of new students to be white or Asian. One school in New Haven had to close because it could not meet those requirements. And in Hartford, black and Hispanic students have been turned away. A brave group called the Connecticut Parents Union is suing the state because its enrollment standards discriminate. Discriminating against any group is wrong because it misses the greatest lesson of the American Civil Rights Movement, that people should not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. America's first principle is that all people are created equal, and our policies ought to reflect that.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Hey guys, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
From the Chicks on the Right, take a break with our brand new podcast. It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week, we're getting real about the topics that moms like us care about, from health education in our schools to the ins and outs of the social media apps your kids are using. We've done the research so you don't have to. We know it's important to you because it's important to us, too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Continuing on now with our story this week on the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen with Lacey and Paul Cannon. So we paid attention to Paul and his singing, and Paul and his work with the
Kumeyaay.
So that's why I wanted you to pronounce it. So, Lacey, you appear to be the teacher here, and you're the farmer of the two of you, according to your husband. So what are you teaching, and why, and how well prepared are these youngsters when you're teaching them how to grow things?
Well, gosh, you know, I do teach some of the classes, mainly with the younger kids, and I'll fill in wherever is needed. I do try and always bring in elders. You know, we try and follow a lot of tribal protocol, which means if we have an elder that carries more knowledge than me, especially in cultural things like the Kumeyaay names of plants, we try and always bring those elders in. So, I'm humbly learning under those elders and filling in where need be. And I do definitely teach the classes when it comes to the gardening and harvesting and also with the eco building.
So do you grow everything there that you eat so you don't have to go outside to get any food?
Well, we're working on getting there. You know, we're 3 years in on this farm, and so it takes a while to get things established. But we have a 2.5-acre food forest that has about 50 different varieties of producing fruit trees in it. And we have probably about 70 avocado trees on the whole property. And then we have three different gardens where we're growing all of your basic vegetables. And so we were able to give away food to elders in our community last year because we had enough abundance. And this year we're really ramping up our planting efforts in light of COVID-19 and trying to plant an additional 2.5 acres to produce more food for the community. So right now our classes are on hold.
Yeah, well, I get that, but you're in a sovereign sort of situation there, so it might not be as much danger, if that's the right word, of being around people. But you bring up something that's important given the situation with the virus, and that's food security. A lot of people are not talking about it because we're so used to going to the store and buying stuff. We don't grow our own food much. I have a garden, and I love watching stuff grow, planting things. Matter of fact, I just ordered my potatoes yesterday to plant in the garden. I don't know why. I love potatoes. Watching them grow. Yeah. So are you teaching the youngsters? Go ahead. What'd you say, Lacey?
Oh, I said potatoes are my favorite to grow.
Oh, yeah. They're fun to watch grow. So are you teaching the youngsters about how to keep the soil from becoming... I'm sure that you don't do any of the stuff that causes contamination. You don't use chemicals. I'm assuming that you're using... Perhaps you have animals there using that for fertilizer, or how do you handle taking care of the soil?
Yeah, absolutely. So we practice permaculture principles, which essentially what we call permaculture principles now are really just indigenous principles from many tribes and indigenous cultures from way back when. And so really that's just looking at everything as the whole circle instead of a linear perspective. So when we teach about the whole circle, we talk about the whole regenerative cycle and everything in life kind of tying into that. And so we teach that everything from biodynamics with our moon cycles and when we choose to pick and harvest and how we prepare our soils. We use composting with cooking horse manure. And we do, you know, crop covers and no tilling and just a handful of practices that really help the soil repair over time instead of stripping from it and companion planting and, you know, all of those basic permaculture principles we teach.
That's a great lesson in and of itself, teaching people about how to enhance the soil, make it better, not strip it. That comes, there's a lot of work to that. And knowledge required, but it certainly is worthwhile. More and more people, I think, are beginning to get that. So you don't sell anything off the farm or off of the reservation. Everything is there for the people who live there. Is that correct?
Yeah. We give everything away, 100% we give away.
Mm-hmm. So how do you get your support? You need money. How do you do that?
Yeah. So a handful of ways. So one, we're a 501c3. So we do write for grants, educational grants and food sovereignty grants and such to be able to fund a lot of the general operating. We also do contracts through our tribe's environmental department with the USDA's Natural Resource Conservation Services. So
good.
We do conservation planting, and through that planting we provide jobs on the reservation.
Well, good luck to both of you. The website, again, is indigenousregeneration.org. We can all learn a lot from your teaching and your experience. Lacey Cannon and her husband, Paul. Paul, please continue to play. As I said, I'm going to highlight your music someday this week on the DJV program, but you're both offering a great deal for people to absorb. It's a great way of teaching, and I take my hat off to you. Lacey and Paul Cannon from indigenousregeneration.org here on the American Family Farmer.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want
pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Another group that would appeal to rural America, middle America, so thus the presence of Big and Rich, who have just released a really good feel, this is a feel-good song if I've ever heard one, frankly. It's a new single, aptly titled Stay Home. It serves as a warning to those of us in the world battling the coronavirus. They advise you, obviously, to stay home. No reason in the world for you to roam. We're all in this all together. No friend, you ain't alone. All you gotta do is stay home. So it's a good, it's cool, and it is part of it. Farmers are lucky. I feel very fortunate because otherwise I'd go bonkers. I do a lot of my work. I have home offices and studios, and I do most of my production work in my home. But I do have my farm down the street, and so I can go down when I get done my radio work, pretty much the same as I do with when things are normal. Get in my truck and drive down the street, take my dog with me, get on a tractor or do some work. Got a chainsaw yesterday, cutting up logs and trees and things because we still need to fire in the barn for another few weeks. And so that gets me out of the place that where most of you are, being, you know, kind of captive. And so this song may be a nice inspiration. You can find it pretty much. Or just Google Stay Home / Big and Rich,
and you'll find it pretty much everywhere. It's really, I think we're going to find more of this stuff, frankly, as we move forward. Here's something else. I was talking earlier about the status of corn and whether we can use it as a product for distilleries to make hand soap and to make the stuff that will get rid of the germs. And there's also the ethanol component, which I talked about a little bit. Now, here's another. If you listened to the program last week, and the podcast is available right now at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com and available wherever podcasts are, iTunes and Amazon and Spotify and Stitcher, all the places. If you listen to podcasts, you can find the most recent American Family Farmer podcast with a focus on me looking into Dean Foods and their bankruptcy and Dairy Farmers of America that are in the process right now of buying most of the production facilities, at least in New England. They're not going to get them all. They wanted to get them all, and they're not going to get them all. But we dig into that. And then we meet a fellow named Todd Koch, who, if you didn't hear the show, listen to the podcast, man. This is a great story about his family rooted in the Northwest and how they've bred cows and what they've gotten from dairy genetics, what he's done with his small family farm with those genetics, and how he's turned the milk that he's getting out of these cows into cheese, the cheese-making process that they have. And they also are producing a vodka-style spirit called Cowcahol, pretty much what you think it is. It's made out of whey from the cheese. After it foments, it becomes sort of alcoholic. So it's Cowcahol. And the things that I'm learning, you know, one of the reasons selfishly that I decided I wanted to do this program is because I wanted to learn more myself. We're all in survival mode, and if we weren't when I started this, we sure as heck are now, given the government's favoring of huge agribusinesses and the distribution of the monies. By the way, I would say to every farmer listening to this program, go on the SBA, the Small Business Administration website, go to your bank, and get yourself signed up for, there are a couple of circumstances. There's loans that are available, but there's also payroll relief. You can get 2.5 times your payroll in the form of a grant for the next 3 months. So if you need to have your help, if you're not selling, something's going on your farm and you need help, all farmers need as much help as possible, I'm certainly going to apply for that, and you are too. It's a way to get money in the form of a grant to pay your payroll and other expenses for the next 3 months, and you don't have to pay it back. And then the SBA will have loans and that sort of thing available, but check it all out at SBA.gov, SBA.gov. There's a helpful hint, hopefully, from Farmer Doug here on the American Family Farmer Show. All you gotta do is stay home.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.